Hello and welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. I'm founder of Taranet, a leading international consultancy focused on natural animal health promotion and also providing business coaching to help animal-related businesses to be successful. In this edition of the podcast, get information on three ways to help relieve your dog's separation anxiety with holistic approaches. Sadly, many dogs can get anxious being separated from their owners or other members of their family, for instance, other animals or pets that you may keep. Being anxious isn't only something that affects dogs, as other animals can also experience similar emotions. But for this episode, I'm focusing on dogs and how to alleviate their anxiety through being separated. So, how do you know if your dog is getting anxious through being separated? There can be many signs. Some dogs will only show one sign and another may exhibit many signs. So they can vary a lot too, depending on the circumstances and the dog. Some dogs may be fine in some situations and not others. So what can be the signs? Well, first of all, your dog may visibly shake and tremble with anxiety. Or your dog could be howling or barking. Dogs may use their voice to make a noise to express their distress. Thirdly, you may think your dog is showing some destructive behaviour, as dogs may chew items, whatever they can find, including things that you'd rather they didn't chew. Or your dog may be pacing about. Some dogs will pace up and down or run up and down, where normally they'd lay quietly. Jumping up can be another sign, so dogs may jump up at other people or jump to places in their home, or wherever they are, to express their anxiety. Or your dog may not eat or drink, including not having treats, as they're too anxious. There may be other signs too, with behaviours that aren't normally what you'd see in your dog. And you might be thinking, what's the matter with them? But it could be due to separation anxiety. It's important that you treat it seriously, as not only can the behaviour manifest in destruction of property and possessions, but also your dog could get seriously ill or injured. Even what seems an occasional problem is certainly causing them stress, so obviously it's good to alleviate that. So what holistic ways are there to help... to help your dog not be affected by separation anxiety? Well, there's many holistic approaches that you can use. The first one is Tellington Touch. This is a training approach developed by animal expert Linda Tellington-Jones. It's based on the principles of cooperation and respect for animals and their people. Tellington Touch is known as an approach to help improve behaviour and develop learning skills for your dog. You can find many Tellington Touch practitioners around the world, and it's also possible for you as a dog owner to attend workshops so you can also learn more about the approach yourself to use at home. You can find more information on it in the blog post in my Natural Pet Health blog on my website. I'll put a link in the show notes. The second holistic approach that I'm going to look at is back flower remedies. There are 38 different remedies in the back flower system. Using either one or a very small selection in combination can make a remarkable difference to emotions. They're both helpful for people and animals, including your dog. In an emergency, you can also use rescue remedy, which is a combination of back flower remedies, as an immediate help. Again, I'll put a link to the show notes for my advice page on my Taranet website for you to learn more about this amazing system. Reiki is the third approach I'm going to talk about. This is an energy therapy that can be used to help promote relaxation and calm. This may be helpful if your dog gets anxious often. You can also learn more about Reiki yourself from a master Reiki practitioner. There are courses all over the world, some online, some face-to-face, where you can learn more about how to channel Reiki yourself to help your own animal. So in conclusion, there are three ways here I've talked about to help your dog with separation anxiety, but there are many other ways too. But if your dog is hurting him or herself, or is getting severely stressed, do speak to your veterinary surgeon or a professionally qualified dog trainer for advice. There are many professional dog trainers too who have trained in some of the holistic therapies I've mentioned here. So choose one who you feel comfortable with and that you and your dog are going to get the best possible results from. It also helps for your dog to have a varied lifestyle. For instance, not doing the same thing at the same time in the same place can help your dog cope better with change. Routine is great and many animals do thrive on routine, but it's possible to have too strict a routine, which then just exacerbates issues with separation anxiety and other behaviour problems. The final tip I'd like to share is to be calm yourself. it's possible to increase your dog's anxiety through you being stressed. Reiki and back flower remedies, which I've talked about here, can also be used with people too. So if you find yourself getting stressed then or anxious, these could be worth a try for yourself too. I hope that's been helpful. If you'd like any more information on holistic animal approaches and complementary therapies, then do visit my website at taranet.co.uk, where you'll find lots of advice pages and the blog. If you have any questions on finding a complementary therapist for your animal, then again, do contact me through my website. I hope you found this useful and do share it with anyone you know who might find it helpful. And until next time, goodbye.